So I'm sitting in this cage, you know, I'm educating the little brother, right? And the brother was sagging. And I said, hey, brother, let me explain something to you. You know, my hide done came off. And y'all know I get real cerebral when a nigga sober. I'm like, look, bro, I want to let you know where that sagging shit started. It started in the penitentiary area. Them fags in there would sag to advertise their ass. They get out of jail, nigga, and they put the drawers on still sagging, but try to play like they men. The kids thought the shit was slick, and the kids start sagging. My son did that shit at age 16 years old. He's 25 now, Eddie Jr. I'm in the house, nigga. I'm a single father. I'm cooking Eddie spaghetti. Because that's all the fuck I know how to cook other than a hot dog. But I can fuck some spaghetti up, nigga. I'll make an Italian move out of Italy up in this motherfucker. So, you know, I'm making my spaghetti. Junior walk in the door and he's sagging. Nigga, I put the shit on simmer. I said, Junior, grab a little seat right there on that bar stool. Like, well, what up, Pop? Oh, it's a lot up, nigga. And it's a lot down. I said, nigga, grab yourself a beer. I can drink. Today you can. That nigga sat down. I explained the story to him. I said, nigga, sagging started in the penitentiary area. Fags is advertising the crack of their ass. You sagging? Sagging is fagging.
That nigga had on two belts. He was flooding like a motherfucker.
That nigga walking through the house, I ain't no bitch, I ain't no bitch. I tell you, that's my little nigga, let's put this flame back on. Spaghetti be ready in a minute.
What's going on, guys? You are listening to the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name's Luther, and it feels good to be back with my regular podcast equipment. While obviously the last three episodes I was in California, it was very frustrating because I was trying to see if I could use something new. It didn't work out the way I wanted to. It was actually very frustrating. So it just feels good to be back with the tried and true. And that has definitely shaped like the technology I'm going to get in the future, especially regarding this podcast and things like that. So it's good to be back in Kansas, and it's snowing, or it did snow. I just watched the Chiefs pull that ridiculous comeback off. The Titans, all that stuff. I mean, I could keep going all day. But y'all not here for that. Y'all here for the topic for this week about another thing that I don't understand. And this is, I guess, a chance for me to really be like hop into that old soul that I have. I think that everybody has, but this is my turn. And I really didn't even think about this till I was driving back in California and I was going to a friend's house. And I saw one of the most egregious examples of sagging I've ever seen in my life from a kid. So I'm not even going to deny, like, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't sagged. Like, everybody sagged at some point if you're a dude. And I don't get, like, why. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Why do we sag? I say this. People probably sagged, like, early 2000s because that's what Ludacris and all them boys and people was doing. And even then, it was stupid. It was stupid even in the 90s. It was probably stupid then. It was stupid for as long as sagging has been around and us having the ability to solve that. It's dumb, except now it feels like some people have overcorrected and now going like real tight pants, which I don't agree with either. But no, let me just start off with the story. So I'm going to go see my boy Cap at his crib. Shout out to Cap. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the first part of our 2010s discussion, the bonus pod. I'll give you some news at the end about the other one, how one of y'all could win a free shirt from me. But we'll talk about it at the end of the pod. So, like I said before, I'm driving to my boy Cap's house. It's like late afternoon, you know. And, you know, you make the turn away from your crib. And I couldn't believe it. I'm watching this kid. He's probably like 14, 15 at the most. Like, everything this kid was doing was wrong. First of all, he was mismatching brands, which I'm not sitting here saying that I don't do. I mismatch brands too, but just like egregious. Like he was wearing Reebok. Reebok shirt with some Nike shoes, but he had Adidas socks on. And the only reason I saw it was because at one point when I was roasting this kid, like he showed me his socks, like it mattered. But so as I'm driving by, I see this kid. Like I said before, 14 or 15, and he's walking down the street in like some of the most egregious like level of sagging. Like people gonna sag. Like you don't have to listen to me about sagging. It's just dumb. Like first of all, the shirt he was wearing some kind of anime shirt, an anime I have not watched yet. But it was just like the shirt was too small for him. Like it looked like he got that shirt from like his 7-year-old little brother and was wearing it. And the kid was kind of chunky a little bit. So like his little bit of his rolls was showing. And I was like, all right, fam. And then as he go down, like he's wearing skinny jeans, but like they too small for him. Like, and he didn't even have the audacity to wear like or like the respect for the rest of like the people in that town or America or whatever to even have like some boxers on. He had like the stereotypical whitey tighties. Like for those of you guys who have seen like Marlon Webb and his kind of vines and stuff and things like that, they were basically like that. All right. And they were a little bit dirty. So first, I don't know what's up in this kid's life, right? But I'm just saying, like, it was my man was straight up advertising, like A.D. Griffin said, to start the thing. Like he's straight up advertising his ass for the general area. Like this kid's 15. I don't know what's going on in his life, but I was so angry. Like when I saw it, I was so incensed. I was so angry. Like there's a stoplight, right? It was red, and it just happens that I'm right next to him, and I rolled down my window. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he looked at me like, "What? Like what are you doing right now, my man's?" Like look at you. Like I've never done that to somebody before. Like just criticize them on what they're wearing or anything like that, but it was just like, what are you doing? Like what are you doing? And then I'm sitting, I'm like, my man, like you got first of all that shirt too small for you, all right? So y'all can hate me straight up for how I acted, and in a way I'm also ashamed. But I was just like, first of all, that shirt too small. No, pants too small. Like, why are you showing your underwear out for everybody? Like, who are you be talking? I'm like, my man, first of all, like, just look at you. Like, they laughing at you. People drive by you and laugh at you. It's not like, and I looked at him, I'm like, you're better than that. And when I say you're better than that, I'm like, you need to present yourself better. Like, it was like, I was like, yo, man, he's representing me right now. Because I'm sitting there, like, even when I was 14 and that was damn near 13, 14 years ago. I'm about to turn 27 in this mug. And I'm sitting there like, I never was like that. Like, I want to believe that. But just like I was like, what? I'm sitting there trying to like understand this. Like, what convinced you to get out of the house? Like, man, it's like, I know I look good. I'm like, my man, there's a reason why you're walking by yourself on the sidewalk. Like, no, I looked at him like, no girl is going to want to talk to you because of how you sag your pants. No girl in the history of life, in the history of whatever, has seen a dude sagging his pants and be like, damn, like that's what got you to start talking to him. I think I need to turn this down a little bit. Like, I was sitting there like, no girl ever was like, hey, I need to talk. I'm going to talk to you because of how you sag your pants. And I'm like, and his drawers was dirty, like the tidy whities was dirty. Like, and I said to him, like you, bro, like you need a jacket? Like I was so frustrated. I'm like, you represent all of us right now. Like this, as dumb as it sounds, like I said, like this is why white people talk shit on it. Like these little things right here. Like you, you left the house thinking that this looked good. He's like, yeah. I'm like, where your boys is? I'm gonna go meet them. Like they couldn't come scoop you up. Like I'm sitting there like trying to figure all this stuff out. At this point, the light's green, people are honking. I pull over to the side and I'm like, kid, like it's a, like you don't need, first of all, you don't need to look like you're stealing your little brother's clothes. Like, what if something pop off? And I'm sitting there like, what if something pop? There's like a gunman or something crazy going off, and you gotta run. That's what you running in? Like, you the dude, like the kind of clothes that you're wearing, like you're sitting there like running And like, you know how in every horror movie when they're running away from the killer or whatever and then the person just falls down? That's what that dude was doing. I wanted to take a picture of him, and at the time just slipped my mind because of how incensed I was. He said, man, whatever, old man. I'm like, yo. And first of all, I was insulted when he called me that. Like, relax. I'm not even 30 yet. But he's like, whatever, old man. I'm like, I know you ain't talking. Look like you got your clothes out of the toddler section. Like, does your little brother know you have his clothes? And I've never understood Sagan. Just that's what set me off. And I've been thinking about it ever since. Like, Sagan is just dumb. It just is. Like, for real. Like, really, really think about it. Why did you start Sagan? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know the one you looking over to the left and right. No, I'm talking to you. Because those are the same questions I'm asking myself right now. Like, why did I start Sagan? I legitimately thought because I saw rappers do it, you know, as I'm trying to kind of, especially at that formative time when you're just trying to find yourself, whatever, whatever. But maybe things change for me, because go back to the first episode of the podcast and I told my first story, which I should probably just clip out and put it in story time, where I got pantsed, and like that legitimately changed how I dressed and interacted with people for a good decade. So my thing was, of course, because I still had PTSD from that moment. Like, I wore shorts underneath my pants. So my mom had to adjust by buying me bigger pants, you know, to adjust for the shorts. So then I always belted it up because, first of all, my mom wasn't playing no Sagan in the house. And second, it just seemed dumb. Like, it was one of those things, like, what if I have to run or something? Which I was a very energetic kid. Like, I ran everywhere. People could tell at my job, my first year working at my job, like, I used to run everywhere when people needed something real quick. So the secret for me was I wore, like, extra long pants. Like, the legs would be longer. So you still give the illusion of sagging without actually sagging. You know, I had a belt on, like, always had a belt. Just get one of those, like, rope belts, whatever, nice and easy. But then, even sometimes when I go to my job today and things like that, and I see it, I'm like, bruh, like, I always just want to sit down and ask, like, what you doing? Like, what's that saying improving, you know? And I know I'm going to sound old. I know, like, young people like, oh, you old out here, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, just really think about it. Like, not even think about it like the social, like, just logistically or, like, practically. Why are you sagging? Because you think it looks cool? Like, does your girl think it looks cool? Does the girl you're feeling think it looks cool? Because I feel like I take a survey right now. I ask the first 10 women I see if they find sagging attractive. I'm going to give you the leeway of, like, the over under on 9. Maybe 8.5, because I've been watching a lot of stuff on betting lately. Maybe 8.5. But, like, I bet you, like, the vast majority, I'm still going 90, maybe one of them finds it, like, maybe not even attractive, like, they're okay with it. Like, it's dumb. Like, you can't run away at a moment's notice because, first of all, you know how stupid you look when you're grabbing your pants and you're trying to run away or you're trying to move somewhere real quick? You know, and I get their hand-me-downs and things like that. And, like, you know, you get hand-me-down from your older brother or whatever, but, like, you can get a belt, you know? Like, as dumb as this sounds, like, they're not expensive, or you can, like, roll up to Goodwill, they'll probably give you a belt, you know? Like, the great American philosopher Eddie Griffin said it best. Like, I think, I obviously, not a lot of people, like, know that about the history of sagging, you know, and how it, like, what you're trying to say, what people are trying to say about, like, about their preference or sexual preference in jail. But for real. Like, it's dumb just thinking about, and I'm like, I've scoured through some of my pictures and I'm sitting there, I'm like, bruh. So my thing was, I wore tight shirts, but I wore, like, long tight shirts at the time, especially because when I started, like, my sophomore year of college, I started getting a little bigger, you know, started getting a little more toned. But even then, it was like, made sure they were just, like, or tighter shirts, like, make sure they were just long enough to cover the belt. So people, like, I don't know. I was dumb. You know, you look back at your pictures, like, why was I dressing like that? Why was I doing this? But for real, like, I was sitting there, like, I was trying to get a picture for the post. And I'm sitting there, like, Esquire was like, sagging may be a crime. Low-key, it should be a crime. Like, it should be, like, you should be roasted on site if you sag. Like, for real. Don't nobody care. First of all, don't nobody care what drawers you're wearing. Don't nobody care what shorts you got on. I mean, like, we've all seen, like, the Cops episode. We see the dude that sagging. He tries to run away. It looked like he got a boob on himself. Like, he's going to boob on himself. I feel like I'm just barking up a dead tree here, like, for real. Like, it's dumb. I should have had, like, a female on to talk about sagging with me. Like, what they get the impressions of. Like, when I, even when I go out, like, it's just one of those things. Like, I never, like, for as long as I can remember, like, sagging was never just like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, you know, that makes sense. Like, that's, like, the dude said, that's going to get me the girls, you know? Because, you know, they're going to see my, they're going to see my boxers or like, the basketball shoes I'm fronting that match. At least I give some of those people coordination. Like, they match, like, whatever the underwear that they want to show people, they match it with their outfit. You know, at least, because I'm a stickler for matching too, but that's a whole nother thing. It just, like, I don't get why dudes sag now. You got tight pants and you're sagging? So you can barely get the thing over your knees? Like, When did like tight clothes come in, and then you go add sagging to that? That's something I want to ask. I'm gonna go ask some kids at some point in the next few days. Like, yo, why you sag? Because that's probably why dudes started doing it. You know, they watched like all the rap videos and Jay-Z out here sagging on the boat, like big pin whatever. And then all the girls on there. So then the dudes like thinking like that's it. Like, that's how I'm going to start getting girls. Because most of the time, these dude fashion trends, like, it's to get a significant other, whether you're gay or not, whatever. Like, this is like, I feel like y'all was like, this is definitely go get the girls. And the girls were like, nah. But then you was like, man, they don't know what they talking about. They going to get what they say. Nah, they going to get with you, you know? Like, if you an idiot, or like, if you're still a good dude, or whatever, if you not even let me start over. If you're still an asshole, right, and you treat girls like crap, but and then you're sagging, like, sagging isn't gonna save you, you know. If anything, you look unkempt, look like you don't take care of yourself. That's how I feel. Like, girls go check you out either way, but I feel like if I was a girl and I saw some dude sagging, I'm like, I'm good. Like, what's that trying to prove to me right now? Also, since knowing the Eddie Griffin thing, I'm like, yo, this dude trying to say something? Because as dumb as it sounds, like, there got to be some dudes, once they left jail, they were just like, what's up? And then, you know, young people emulate what they think is cool in their surroundings. And then, you know, that's just how it grew. And I'm just like, ugh. And I'm ashamed that I took part in that. But parents, I don't know. Because basically, I ended up, like, roasting the kid because he called me an old man, and he roasted me. I'm like, that's why you walk in by yourself. That's why no girls with you. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was killing this kid, like, with my jokes for probably about a good minute, 2 minutes. And I was like, you know what? I'm wasting my time here. I'm going to go play video games with my boy. But just one of those things that stuck in my mind. He probably went home, talked crap, like, about me to, like, his friends or whatever. And even, like, some of y'all got to be able to tell your boys that y'all just looked up. Like, you know, like, I wish I took a picture of that kid, but then that would have been really weird if I did. But it was just like, he walked up to his kids and his boys were like, yeah, bro, you look good. Knowing that he did it. I'd rather you wear the big old Soulja Boy shirts. But first of all, that was even dumb. Like, when Soulja Boy first came on, he was wearing those giant, like, white t-shirts that looked like they belonged to sumo wrestlers. And he was still sagging. But the thing was, he dropped his pants even lower to match, like, so people could easily tell that he was sagging. Like, go back and look at it. Like, for real. I gotta stop saying that. Why am I saying that? For real. Is that my 2020 slang coming in? But whatever. But, because if anything, you should be a little bit more sophisticated. Like, maybe this is just my personal belief. No matter what side you are, for real, I really gotta stop saying that. No matter what, like, whatever your level of stability, finances, whatever, don't be sagging. Like, they homeless people out there who make sure they don't sag, you know? As dumb as it sounds, I bet money, like, if there's a homeless dude sagging on one side of the street and there's another homeless dude sagging on who's not sagging on the other side of the street and you have to give your money to one, I feel like more people go give it to the dude who's not sagging. Like, why y'all sagging? Why y'all sagging? That should be, like, the ultimate question as we start into one of those dumb questions that stays in your mind as we head into the 2020s. Like, why do we sag? Why is my kid swagging? Why is my boy sagging? Like, just clean it up, you know? First impressions matter. I don't even know what the equivalent of sagging is for, like, females. Because in my mind, I don't think I've ever seen a female sag. Like, that'd be weird, right? But hold up. I got another video to show you guys. I got another sound clip for you guys to hear. And then I'm going to hop in and finish this episode off.
Yes, I sag. The reason for me sagging is because I've been doing it for so long, and I feel like it's a part of me.
I hate sagging.
Sagging is demoralizing for any young black man to even want to sag. I mean, it takes away from his character. It takes away from anybody's character to even accept him looking the way that appears on him.
I think sagging is not cute. You men is if you are a real man, you're supposed to have your pants above your waist.
The first thing that usually pops into my head is, wow, I can see their panties, which sometimes I say because it embarrasses them. So that's very unattractive to me, and it actually makes me think otherwise.
I mean, anybody should just correct it when they see it. Like, come back here, young man, hey, pull those pants up. I mean, it's just nasty.
Growing up with my mom's, at the time, a lot of clothes that she bought me was really big. She's assumed because I was a boy that I was going to be able to grow into them, which I did, but they were still a little bit bigger. Even when I did grow into them, they were still a little bit bigger than, you feel me, what the average size was.
I just don't get it. I feel like you could buy really big pants and, like, wear a belt and, like, cover your underwear and get the same look without actually having, like, your chonies out for everybody to see.
I mean, when I say demoralizing, it shames him, his family. It shames any black man that even allow it. That when we look upon that and we accept it, we're just as guilty as that young black man or young white man or young Latino guy. It's bad all around.
I don't do it to fit in. I just do it because that's all I know how to do, is just wear my pants low. That's all I was taught.
I just want to pull up their pants. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like when you see a little kid running around and, like, their pants are falling down and, like, you can see their diaper, like, it makes you want to just, like, reach over and just kind of... It's what I want to do to adult people. It's a problem.
I'm trying to break the habit, but I can't. So until then, I'm going to just continue to sag.
And the history of sagging goes back where inmates inside the jailhouse would actually sag to indicate to the other person that they were available for it. And so when we have rappers on stage portraying the image of sagging as if it's acceptable, then we already know where the ignorance is being streamlined from media. Media has led us to believe it's okay for a young man to sag. And if you got a man of 40 years of age that's sagging, then we already know what his character is. But men, real men, don't sag. Real men don't even think to sag. And for the young man of a son of a real man to sag, that real man gonna say, son, get the hell away from me with that, pull your pants up. But men who don't have fathers do actually say, son, come here. And say, what, dad? Pull those pants up. And that's really what we're losing now. We don't have that. And we need more of that. You know, because that history of sagging, it didn't exist in the real communities. It didn't exist. It exists in the jailhouses. And so That's where it's acceptable at, okay? And real men in the jailhouse, guess what? They don't sag in there.
So I happened to find that that video, just looking up how I was gonna approach this episode, and it's made by some small company. Like, that video was back in like 2011, and wow, there are a lot of things I agree with. They're still like the old dude at the end. He's out here shooting stuff. Cause I mean, I had a father. I did not have a father growing up. But I mean, obviously I don't. So I mean, there's still generalities and things like that, but that's also in his community, which according to the description of the video, they were talking to people in Oakland. And like, just look at what the girls were saying. This is 2011. I'm like, man, we're in 2020 now. Like, look at what the females were saying there, and they're just killing them. Like, nah. And it's, I think it really is just the fact that we're not willing to, like, yo, hey. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Nah. You're not walking out the house like I'm not letting my boy, or I'm not whatever, walking out the house like that. Like, the lady said basically what I said. Like, I don't get why they don't just get bigger pants and get a belt, and you get the same exact look, which is what I did. And I know the dude that they had on there saying he was sagging, my man, like, your excuses or the reasons why you're still doing it were not good enough. Like, you have the complete ability to do it. The complete ability to do it. Because from what I've seen and from what I've heard, negative is only a downturn to you. You walking up, you in a club, you're going to walk up to this girl because she looking good, right? And you sagging, right? Besides the fact that immediately, like, I feel like every girl does that, where they look you up and down. And immediately they're like, why are you sagging? Like, and then they probably not going to say, unless she a real one like that, they probably not going to say, but you already starting off on the wrong foot. Fellas, like, I don't tell y'all how to live your life a lot, right? And quite frankly, in a lot of ways, I don't care. Just, you know, don't hurt nobody, you know? But, like, that's one thing all old heads got. Sagging is wrong, especially knowing where it came from. It's just wrong. They write about this. They write about sagging. Stop it. Get a belt. Just get a belt. It's that easy. Hell, you don't have to show off the belt. I still don't even get why people get the designer belt, which, first of all, you should never get a designer belt. That's a complete waste of money. Designer belts are a waste of money. I feel like companies that sell them are just laughing as people are buying these things. But that's beside the point. Because just get a belt. You'll be fine. Most of the time, people ain't looking at your belt anyway. I get it. You want to, like, you guess you get that stereotypical, like, cowboy one. But, I mean, come on, man. I feel like even that restricts them. If you're like a real cowboy, you're out here doing stuff on the farm. Like, that belt buckle restricts you. Like, you only wear it to show off. And even that's a waste of money and time or whatever. Fellas. Come on, man. Like the old man said. Oh, not the old man. That's disrespectful. Like the experienced dude said. You're representing your family wrong. You're representing yourself wrong. In my thing, I feel like you're representing us wrong. Like, in a way, because you can't, like, the few places I will take you when you're sagging like that. Like, you're going for a job or anything like that. Like, that's unnecessary. Like, either animosity or unnecessary perception, like negative perception. You don't need. So, yes, I'm an old man today. Yes, I'm an old man today. But, God, that's one of the things that the previous generation was right about. Like, just don't do it. Just don't sag. I know it's tough, but trust me, you're going to feel better on the other side. Like, you're just going to feel way better. Trying to save you some heartbreak, trying to save you from getting roasted. Trying to make your life a little bit better. That's all I'm trying to do. I just had to get that off my chest. I probably could have gone in deeper. I could have brought in things like, now that sagging is a crime in some parts, like some Louisiana towns, you straight up banned it altogether. And I'm like, I know it feels like they're attacking the culture, right? They're attacking the culture, and I'm using the quotation marks with my hands, but this shouldn't be part of the culture. Like, it's part of jail culture, like the dude said at the end. The real men in jail, they don't sag. I don't know, man. It's dumb. It's dumb. I'm done talking about it, because I'm just gonna get frustrated, because all I can think about now is the way that kid was dressing, which is unfair because I don't know anything about him. I'm just like, but man, like, whatever. You know what? Either way, guys, that was number 7 on the thing on the 10 things I don't understand. I'll probably do more, or whatever. But just wanted to let you guys know. Second half or part 2 of the Wolfpack discussion of the 2010s in review, like, coming out on Thursday. There is a like a word that I do give out, like a keyword or like a whatever, that you guys can DM me or DM the podcast with, and I'll get you a free shirt. First come, first serve. I got one shirt to buy as I'm deciding how to approach the future. It's a long one, and trust me, we talk about so much stuff. It's just one of those things, like, man, there's for us, especially being in high school in the way we are now at the start of the 2020s, things just change, and obviously, like, every decade changes, but it just seems like we had a lot of big stuff happen, you know. But hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. Let me know what you think. Don't forget to send me that keyword. Like, the first person, I'm going by straight up time code, and they will get the shirt. Just give me some time to get it all together, because I'm trying to see if I can get a way to work with like a new person. I was not happy. I did get some shirts for the people in season three for all the guests that I had. I gotta just put those pictures up. But I got a new design. May have found a new company to kind of work through and save me a ton of money. But I just wanted to let you guys know that things are changing in 2020. I got some big plans this year, but I got some goals I got to accomplish as well. So either way, I hope you guys had a great start of your year. Don't forget, if you guys want to get in touch with me, you can call the podcast at 805-539-2698. You can email the podcast at myycmwt@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, you can follow the podcast on social, on Twitter at YCMWT. Also, you can like the Facebook page and keep up with the podcast there at YCMWT. I got some video projects coming up soon. Just some things I want to try out. Either way, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for letting me be an old man for a little bit. And tell me what you guys think about Sagan. It's dumb. It's just dumb. There is no legitimate actual excuse for it. And if you come up with one, I'm just going to refer it to, like, I know I got 3 people I would like to. I probably should have just called Corey and see if she was down to do this episode. Because especially with how she is about dating and her blog, by the way, which I need to pump up. But it would have been nice to have a female on there. But it was just one of those things, like, you know what? I had to get off my chest. Maybe I'll do like a reaction to my episode with somebody new. Either way, guys, I'm done rambling. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Don't forget, bonus pod on Thursday. And I got another story time episode coming for you guys here in the next coming weeks. All right, bye, guys.